recently, Jim Gerrels and his wife returned to Thunder Bay from Africa. They've been there many times as part of their charity, lifewater.ca. It's a charity they run out of their home, and it's helped over a quarter of a million people so far have access to safe drinking water. On that continent, less than half of the people have access to something as simple as clean water, so every well, as you can imagine, helps. Jim Gerrels, thanks for joining us. Good morning.
Thank you.
Where did you go this time?
We went to West Africa, to Nigeria, and to Liberia.
So how many wells were you able to bring with you this time?
On this particular trip, we did 3 boreholes and planted hand pumps on them. In Liberia, we are almost at number 500 now. And through all our project countries, we are almost at 700. It's a little bit like the little red caboose or the little engine that could. We're based out of our home, run by volunteers. We keep our overhead to under 5%. We're like an unknown Thunder Bay-based charity.
500 in Liberia alone.
That's safe water for 250,000 people.
So this particular trip, what stands out for you?
Well, even this morning, getting up, somebody said to me this morning, "Good morning, Jim." And that's the first time I've heard that expression in a month. Because when you're over in West Africa, they don't say good morning as an emphatic. They say, "How de night?" Because in the night is when sickness and death and robberies occur. So it's always a question mark. How was your night? And you say, "Thank God I stood up."
So it's life is that fragile.
Life is that fragile. We had lots of plans on what we were going to do on this trip. And then a month ago, I got an email from the team in Liberia. And the email's subject line was, "John went home." John is the head of the program. And so I thought, well, maybe John's not feeling well. I wonder why they're letting me know that. So I phoned, and they said there had been a team of volunteers, and John took them to the airport and said goodbye. And by the time the volunteers landed in Brussels, John had died. No known illnesses or sicknesses, and John went home, is what they said. And so we spent a lot of time dealing with that and trying to train up how for people to pick up the pieces. But it is very fragile. And that's part of life in West Africa, is you live in awareness of death.
That's got to be tough.
You know, it is really tough, but it's also one of the reasons we started there in the first place. 25% of the children were dying before age 5 when we started in 1995. There was a civil war going on with child soldiers, Blood Diamonds, Charles Taylor's National Patriotic Front of Liberia. And as a result of all those things and such a lack of safe water, imagine 25% of the kids dying before age 5. And we'd go into these villages and we'd see all these beautiful children. And we knew that if we didn't do something, some of these children would not be here next year. And that's how we started drilling wells. And people started hearing about it and sending in funds so we could drill more. And many factors have contributed. But we hope and believe that the wells have been a contributing factor to the death rate now being 10% instead of 25%.
This particular trip, there was a young boy you wanted to talk about. Tell me about him.
Frank. After a long day, we sat and talked with Frank, and he shared for the first time about his life. And he was expressing his thankfulness for not having been touched much by the war, that it passed him by. And when you talk to him more, we found out that his father had been killed by rebels. His mother had abandoned him. His grandmother had taken him upcountry to an unknown stranger who promised to send Frank to school and instead used him as slave labor for 3 years to keep the birds away from the rice crop. And now he's living on squatted land. His grandmother is ill and he cares for her. he earns a dollar a day. And he tells me that he is thankful that he has known this kind of poverty, because now he lives in it with a gratefulness for even the smallest blessings that he receives in life. And it is so humbling to sit and meet and talk with people like that.
Hundreds and hundreds of wells and children alive because of those. That's an incredible accomplishment.
And not just wells, it's also things like health and hygiene training. On a previous trip, my wife, who's a registered nurse, was leading a workshop, and there was a younger woman named Fatu and her mother named Elizabeth. They were into the second day of the workshop, and suddenly Elizabeth started to weep and weep and weep. They were talking at that point about disease transmission, pathways, how to break those pathways, how to treat running stomach, etc. That night, in the taxi ride home, Linda asked Fatu why her mother was so upset. And it turns out that there is a naming ceremony at 6 months of age where children are deemed to be viable, where they will live, and they have a naming celebration. And as part of that celebration, the grandmother has the honor of giving them the first drink of water. And the first drink of water is often from a swamp or a stagnant water hole. And shortly after the naming ceremony, two of Fatu's babies died. And during the workshop, Elizabeth realized she had killed two of her grandchildren. And, you know, you look at stuff like that, it's basic education. And on this trip, we were talking with her again, and she had taken the knowledge we had given her, and people had called from her surrounding village, babies were down with running stomach, and she was able to take the knowledge that she had and go, and she was able to save two out of the three babies. And then she said, now we're even. We lost two and we saved two, and from here on in, it's all ahead.
Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you.
Jim Garrels, one of the founders of lifewater.ca. Now, that's a locally based charity. And if you go to their website, again, lifewater.ca, I'll post a link to that in our Facebook page, by the way. You can find out more about what they're doing. But amazing, over 1,000 wells.